On this episode of Made for This, I've got the conclusion of my conversation with the chief fun officer himself, Louis Serrano. This is episode 58. Let's do this.
You can be, I think, you can either just be an entrepreneur that's led by, more of the financial and freedom benefits, and you're solely doing it for that. Or you could be a heart-centered entrepreneur, which I think is more rooted in exactly that, heart-centered. So essentially how making the world a better place in some form or another. And of course you get all the other benefits, but it's secondary.
Welcome to the Made for This podcast. My name is Alex Street, and this is the show where we have conversations about discovering and doing what you're made for. Today, we have part two of my conversation with Louis Serrano, the chief fun officer of Fundamentals of Play, an organization trying to bring more fun and play into your life, your workplace, wherever you are. Louis is doing great things through coaching and play shops and meeting people in the playscape, a word that he coins in this conversation, and trying to do simply what he's made for. If you listen to part one of this, which you need to do before tuning into part two, but you're going to enjoy this conversation even if you don't. But in part one, he talks about following his curiosities. And in this conversation, he digs a little bit more into how that has played out and what that looks like now as he runs a business at this point all by himself, and how he has followed his curiosities to surround himself with the right people so that it doesn't feel like he's running it all by himself. For those of us just starting out in our entrepreneurial journey, you are going to love the wisdom that Louis shares in this episode. So let's get right into it. Here is the conclusion of my conversation with Louis Serrano.
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, that was the transformational part. And then since then, I've lived my life as such. I created that. It became the inspiration for Fundamentals of Play and everything I do, and it continues to be, and it continues to evolve as well. I've designed my own life coaching program to teach others the same concepts of, getting out of a rut and finding your next step and finding your purpose in the right way. And anything, I do various other things on the side as well. So I teach ESL online every morning. I also do leadership workshops for another company for high school students. But when the funny thing is, I used to interview, at that period of time, I probably interviewed over 80 different jobs, probably multiple rounds for each, and was getting rejected. And now opportunities are coming to me. So like these other extra jobs that I've had, I never even seek them. They came to me, and then I was like, these are perfectly aligned to what I want to do.
Right.
And it's just incredible how it happens once you make that shift.
Well, and then that's, you wouldn't say that, correct me if I'm wrong, in what you're saying here, isn't that now you've reached some pinnacle of who you are and you're the most amazing version, and that's why these things come to you. It's more just a general, I mean, maybe you have and you are and you absolutely feel that, but it's more the applicable part to this is that we don't all have to be like Louis. We all have to figure out who we are. And as that happens individually, as you discover who you are, then you will begin to step into what you're made to do. And those opportunities will come to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. Right?
Right.
Because my values probably won't be your values and they won't give you joy. But you do have to find what those are. And I think the biggest, or the best way to frame it, I guess, isn't that I'm like at my pinnacle self. I think it's always a journey, but I do feel I am my most authentic self that I've ever been in my entire life. And that has given me the most fulfillment, the most joy I've ever had.
That's incredible. That's something you can take to the bank right there. I think that's probably the journey that most of us really need to be on, is not necessarily Yeah, finding out, you know, how do I do all these things to the very best that I can, or whatever that is. How do I be the most productive and the most even effective in my job and all that? But how do you be the most authentic? And the only way you can do that is, as you've said, discover these core things about yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So you, you mentioned, you know, people even admitting. I mean, thank you for just bringing us in on that story. That's deep. Real stuff there. And I mean, I for you to embrace that and be able to tell it in a way now that you see how this has shaped who you are is a really positive spin on it, and beautiful to see the transformation happen in there and be brought into that. So thank you just for sharing that. That's valuable.
You're welcome. I'm a big believer in sharing stories, and I think it and empowers other people and helps other people, especially if they're in similar situations. Yeah, so much so I got a tattoo about it, actually, so a lot of people ask me about it all the time, and I'm always happy to share.
What's the tattoo? Where is it? What is it?
It's on my inner bicep, and it's a sequence of bird silhouettes, kind of.
Yeah.
They're trajectorying down, then they turn around, and then they go up, and then the last bird is red. And then below it, it says warrior, and the I is actually a semicolon. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but semicolon is a symbol for beating depression. Because in literature, it's a pause in the sentence, but it's not the end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. So with that, then, this is not the end. This is only the beginning. So what direction are you heading now? What do you see in the future for Fundamentals of Play, for Lewis? What are the big dreams way up ahead?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. I do have goals, and you know, I even do a lot of kind of business goal planning and stuff like that. But in a weird way, I'm kind of just happy to go on the journey and see as it evolves as well. And it's kind of a neat space to be in, because it's almost like a peacefulness with whatever happens, because I know I'm living through my values and I know it's fulfilling to me. So whichever way it takes me, it's going to be great. But I mean, at a high level, you know, I'm focusing more and more on this concept of helping people find their purpose, but doing it in the right way. So if anyone ever comes to my workshops or ever works with me one-on-one, they kind of know what my stance is. I'm also writing a book, by the way, hopefully coming out in the next year or two.
Very cool.
Yeah, but it's you know, it's a very unique approach to it, because you know, my stance on this purpose and this word purpose, I think is a few things. First of all, I think, especially in modern society, North America, and current times, there's a lot of weight to that word, even. And a lot of times, there's a lot of pressure for us to kind of figure out this one almighty purpose that is going to give us all our fulfillment, all our joy. And a lot of times, it makes us feel even shittier or even more depressed of our current situation. You know, and a lot of people, it stems from their career or their jobs, and they're unhappy.
Yeah.
So the one thing that I like to break right off the bat is that it doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to put it on this pedestal of sorts, and we don't have to put this extreme weight on it on us, because if we do, it's actually more detrimental than beneficial. But the other thing is, you know, most of us don't really know what we're doing. and
to put it simply.
Yeah. And that's fine. And it's, you know,
what do you mean by that? Just dig into that a little bit.
Sure. I think
most of us don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of us, again, kind of perhaps we're similar to where I was before, kind of living blindly, letting life happen to us. And also just, you might feel like something's off, but you don't know what to do about it, kind of thing. And we're kind of just going along and seeing what happens, sometimes perhaps directionless. So What I teach in around, again, purpose is more about, it is important to have a direction, to have like a vision per se for yourself and what you want to do. But yeah, the end goal isn't what's going to give you the happiness. The journey is what's going to give you the happiness, and the way that you live that journey and the way that you live that journey is your values. Wow. Right. So it's almost like, it's important to have like a vision or like a map of kind of where you want to head, just to give you, you the direction. And then the values are like your compass, and the way that you live your life is going to give you your, the most fulfillment.
So you have some sort of picture for what's down the road, but you're living, you, Lewis, you're living in such a way that, you know, whether you actually get to that thing or not, but it's okay, because this is the best part right now, because you're so secure in what your core values are. This journey, this road trip is the point of that thing.
Exactly. So yeah. So for fundamentals is the perfect example. Fundamentals will play. I do have my own business goals. You know, I want to write a book. I want to expand my corporate team building play shops. I'm building out even more clients for my life coaching. So I have all these goals, but fundamentals as a whole and what it represents to me, if it went away in 5 years for whatever reason, if I chose to stop doing it, or if it just wasn't working, whatever it is, it wouldn't be the same situation as before, where I would kind of crumble because now my be all end all is gone. Because fundamentals of play is just one manifestation of my values and of who I want to be. And so even if that went away, I already do have various other forms of how I live that and live my values. And I could also create a bunch more different ways that I could do that. I could create another company, or I could just, you know, so many different ways and opportunities come about. And that's that kind of the beauty of having that strong foundation within yourself.
That's amazing. I want to ask you a little bit about running the business and what that's like, but I just to kind of wrap this, the story part of this up, just to clarify, you come out of college, university, business degree, you do what you're supposed to do, in quotes, you get into the job and another job and another job, you keep climbing the ladder, doing the thing, and it feels good, and you're living the life, and you're making all the money, and you've got the girl and all that there is, and then it all of a sudden explodes, implodes, whatever happens, it all goes away, you sink into this darkness, depression, and the way that you came out of that was, like, the main thing was this positive psychology life coach. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people on that journey as well that helped you through that, but that was the main catalyst for really turning these things around.
Yeah. And the play part, kind of like connecting with my passions and.
For sure. Yeah. Right. So yeah, stepping back onto the stage or the improv and just opening yourself up, leading the, or following your curiosity. And how that shaped you now. I just wanted to summarize that, because I think that's so amazing. What we've been talking about the last 10 minutes or so is all sparked because somebody came along, you hired somebody, you had a conversation, you were willing to step out into something else, something that you already knew was comfortable, or something that was brand new in this conversation with this life coach. But it changed everything for you.
Yes. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
And yet completely believable, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
And so now you're at this place where, yeah, you have this company that you've started, and you're doing these things, and you're watching other people's lives change, and you have all these other goals for it. Just to look at the company and being an entrepreneur, is it just you at this point? Do you have a team around you running this thing? Or is you and a laptop? What does that look like? The actual day-to-day of starting a business like this.
Yeah. So I guess technically on paper and officially it is just me, yep. CFO and everything in between. but I would say that I make it a point to surround myself with a lot of other like-minded people and entrepreneurs as well, for support systems. So, for example, my partner is a good one. So she also has her, she has a full-time job, but she has a side business. She's an entrepreneur as well. Kind of a night and day to the previous partner. And she was like, so she came into my life again for the same reason, because it was like perfect alignment to how I was living my life. But she's a great support partner, you know, so she's not officially part of Fundamentals of Play, but she helps a lot. She helps a lot on the creative side of things. She's very creative.
Very cool.
And then I'm part of like masterminds with other people doing similar things in the playscape in North America, as an example.
In the playscape.
Yeah, I just made that word up, but there's other people doing wonderful things in the play industry. It's an industry now, a growing industry. So I have this mastermind. We meet, you know, every few weeks, and we support each other, help each other, and we're all kind of going through the same journey together. I also co-work with other entrepreneurs, different types of businesses, but they're all kind of what I call heart-centered entrepreneurs. So it's...
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's a good distinction too, I think, because I... you can be, I think, you can either just be an entrepreneur that's led by, you know, more of the financial and freedom benefits, and you're solely doing it for that. Or you could be a heart-centered entrepreneur, which I think is more rooted in exactly that, heart-centered. So essentially how making the world a better place in some form or another. Mm. And of course you get all the other benefits, but it's secondary, right?
Right.
So you start from the heart. And there's a very distinct, I can identify when I meet an entrepreneur pretty quickly which side they're on.
Interesting.
And so I align myself with the heart-centered ones.
I've never heard that before. That's really, I think accurate and really cool.
Yeah.
Way of putting that. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great.
So long story short is it's just me, but I surround myself with people for support.
Fantastic. And so what's difficult about that, about building this thing on your own?
It's the worst thing and the best thing at the same time, I think, because it's basically you have to wear all the hats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason it's the best thing is because I've learned so much. Like in the past 2 years as an entrepreneur, I've learned, I want to say tenfold, from skills and things that I didn't know before, even in the business world. Tenfold than what I did the previous 12 years being in the corporate world.
Right.
So, because you have to.
Yeah.
So that's one great thing. And for me, it's perfect because learning is one of my values. But the bad thing, or I guess the downside to it, I would say is the fact that you have to do it all. And, you know, there's parts that might not be my forte or strengths or even what I want to be doing. But at this point, I have to, and you know, I'm evolving, and I'm figuring out better ways to do things and things that work better for me. But for example, sales, right? Like sales is a part of any business, no matter what. You might, and you can approach it in different ways, but you know, it's a core component. If you have a business, you have to sell, right? So that's probably been the biggest journey for me in terms of my mindset around sales, and then figuring out the right way to do it that feels authentic to me and that doesn't kind of feel sleazy or anything of that sort.
Yeah.
But also effective enough to get business, obviously, right? Because if I don't get business, then I can't sustain the business. I can't grow it. I can't reach more people. I can't have more positive effects on people.
I think where you're already one step ahead on that. So much of the marketing material out there right now is it talks about, you know, the thank you economy. It's all about authenticity, and don't be sleazy. Don't just sell a product, but you're selling a relationship. And so I think a lot of the work that you've done up to this point in becoming a more authentic person, a more authentic self, and now creating an authentic business out of that, it sounds to me like you should have no problem selling and doing some really great marketing just based on that, on the authenticity that's going to come out from who you are. Have you seen that come out and play out in the sales and in marketing and any of that?
Yeah, totally. I root a lot of what I do in my story as well, if I'm interested in that. But there is always, and I think this was the biggest surprise to me, how much mindset stuff there is. So in the corporate, like team building space, for example, they don't always care about my story, for example, right? And I kind of have to prove what value I can bring before they experience it, right? Yeah. And so, because as soon as they experience it, they want more and more and more. But mm-hmm. the tough part is to allow them to let me come in for the first time, right? And so that has probably been the biggest mindset shift of how do I get to that point? How do I, you know, because I've had to figure out how do I get new opportunities from like people that don't know who I am or what fundamentals of play is. Mm-hmm. And I never had to do that before.
Yeah, and there's a huge fear factor to that. There's a huge fear barrier in the way for any of us that are trying to do a new thing. We create the scenario in our head already, or we've been rejected many times and we know what that's going to sound like. Do you have a quick kind of tip? How do you get past that mindset? What is that mindset shift for you that might be applicable to someone else trying and facing a similar fear in their life?
Yeah, and it's even part of a bigger concept. And like I do play shops on failure and what I call failing joyfully. And it's having the right mindset on failure, because you have to almost celebrate failure in order to succeed or in order to achieve anything. So I try to apply, or I do apply, that mindset as much as possible, especially to these areas that, you know, at first were more challenging to me. And so I have fun with it. So for example, I'm reaching out to a lot of people, making new connections on LinkedIn for corporate team building. And I kind of have, you know, I've written a few different sequences of messages, but I also adapt to whoever they are and, you know, personalize it. But I have fun with it. Some of my messages are very fun. So if they don't respond, I'll follow up and be like, hey, I don't know, this may have gotten lost, or maybe you're like the fun police and I'm in trouble. And I just say silly, silly things. I'll send 100 messages out and maybe 80 ignore me continuously. But then maybe after my second or third message that is like this cheeky and funny, I've had some wonderful responses. Like I've had some people are like, oh, that brought like the biggest smile to my face. Thank you. Yeah, okay. So why don't we have a coffee? And so it just comes organically out of that. And I think at first when I first started, I was being more rigid and like, oh, what's the best practice for sales? And now I'm making it more authentic again to myself and how I want to do it. And it's working.
Yeah. Wow. And I think thank you for that. Cause I think that's it. That's so transferable right there is as you're authentic failure, like it's going to happen. I keep telling my kids, you know, when they play video games or something, get frustrated. You lose more often than you win. That's the point with board games, with games, you actually lose far more often than you win. Let's build some resilience here. And so I thank you so much for sharing that and just that encouragement to be authentic, because it's what our world desperately needs, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you have anything, any other thoughts? You've covered so much here of your story, and I think there's been some really practical stuff here that we can apply in whatever situation we're in, whether it's starting a business or just trying to apply for a job or start a new relationship or, again, on this journey of discovery. Do you have any other thoughts, Lewis, for someone that's on a journey of discovering and doing what they're made for?
Yeah, I do. I think my biggest piece of advice for anybody in that state, kind of what you mentioned, so somebody kind of, you know, that is looking for their next step, or again, I think a lot of times it stems from career. So most people that I work with, it starts with their career, and they, you know, they're unhappy and they're looking for their next step. But I think what often happens, and then I'll give you the alternative, which I think is the better place. But what often happens is people just run away and go to the next thing. So if we take a job as an example, you know, if people are miserable in their job, they just start applying to a whole bunch of other places just so that they can get out of there. And then they go somewhere else. And, you know, there might be short-term happiness, but oftentimes it's the same cycle is going to repeat itself, right? Because there's something that isn't aligned. There's something that isn't working. So my best piece of advice to anybody looking for a change or for a transformation or just knowing that something's off but not sure what, is to invest in themselves. And this was the advice that my brother gave me, and it was so life-changing and so hard-hitting because I had never thought of it this way. But, like, we spend our money on so many things. We invest in so many things. But when it comes to ourselves, we often question it for some reason, right? And, like, if you think about it, you are should be the most important thing that you ever invest in. And what I'm talking about investment, it's not necessarily just money, right? It can be time. It can be energy. It could be financial as well. But invest in yourself so that you can root your value and your worth in yourself, discover those core values, because then I'm telling you, like, as I told through my story, it's so transformational, and you just live an even not just happier and fulfilling life, but like more peaceful life, because you know who you are, you know what you want to be. And so, like, any decisions that you have to make are so much simpler, and just life, just you start to own your life again. Right. So, yeah, that would be my piece. Wow.
Yeah, I'm just really thankful. And again, because it comes from such a real place and your story, and it's completely authentic. So, you know what? I'm excited about what you're doing. I think it's great bringing more fun into the world, into the corporate world, and just bringing more joy and play wherever we can. I'm a big advocate for that. So I love what you're doing. If people want to find you, want to book something, want to look more into this, how are they going to get in contact with you?
Sure. So the best place would be the website. So fundamentalsofplay, all one word, .ca, fundamentalsofplay.ca. And yeah, so we have everything there. If you're in Toronto, our upcoming events or play shops are always listed there. You can click on the life coaching program that I mentioned, and that's how I help people one-on-one. And if you're looking for fun and awesomeness for your team, you can click on the team or the corporate team building section and contact us. Yeah.
I definitely hope people look into that, and I'm really excited for where this is going in the future. So thanks so much for your time, Lewis, and thanks for, as I said, thanks for bringing more fun to the world.
Cool. Thanks for having me. Loved it.
Is there anything not to love about this conversation? From the beginning to the end, it was chock full of great story and great practical advice. Ultimately, I think what we just got was a real authentic experience. And that's really where, especially the second half of the conversation, focused on, wasn't it? That how important authenticity is to yourself, to your relationships, and to your work. I love what Lewis was saying about, as he became more authentic, these more authentic opportunities, things that were aligned much more to who he now is, just started to come to him. And as he is authentic out there in his marketing, well, it seems like there's this extra ability to fail and to fail joyfully. There's so much to that. If we can focus on authenticity in who we are and bringing our most authentic self out to the world, then everything's going to be better off for it. And that's exactly what this whole Made For This journey is about. Is spending the time and energy to, as Lewis said, invest in yourself. There's no greater investment than in yourself. And as we do that, as you focus on understanding who you are and truly seeing what's guiding you and what's leading you forward and doing the thing that you're made for, then the whole world's going to be better off and your work will be more enjoyable. It will come, the opportunities will come easier, I guess it is. They will just come more naturally. And even if they don't come easy, you're going to enjoy the process much more. So I'm so thankful for Lewis and what he's doing. Please do go check that out. If you work in an office somewhere, then absolutely hire Lewis to come in and run some play shops for you. I'm sure it'll be a blast. And check him out for some one-on-one coaching if you're in need of some more play and positive psychology in your life, which really, who isn't? Hey, next week we've got another episode coming up. It is going to be part two in the MADE series, M-A-D-E, these fundamental questions to ask yourself to understand, are you doing what you're made for? And so next week we're going to look at A, and you'll find out all about that then. Until next time, please go and discover and do what you're made for so you can tell a better story. I'm so thankful for you listening in on this, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.